This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back with you on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chukwin for Carl Dukes. It reminds me of that joke, Mike. Yeah, my wife said, take me somewhere I've never been. I said, how about the kitchen?
Hey, man. Today, I got to be honest. I was kind of in a bummer mode, and I thought about how down we were after the blown game, three-run lead where Luke Jackson can't get the job done. And, you know, we came right back. And, you know, it just L.A. is a tough place, obviously, for the Braves to win. We know that. And I'm still kind of balancing the logical part where it's like, look, you know, you had another team which, you know, on paper is still better than you even with the injuries, and you let them off the hook, but yet you got to just win one game out of two. I know we all know that. We've been talking about it all day. But the psychological aspect, it's unavoidable. Isn't it just unavoidable? I mean, hey, Chris, cue up the Freddie Freeman where he kind of talks about the questions being asked, because it's just – it's. I know that, and would you say a good thing, as we said to Tony Gwynn, John, is that you've got like six or seven guys that weren't even on this team last year?
Well,
or does that not even matter?
I think the thing is, Mike, is that everything's set up last night to close it out. The Dodgers were going to have to go with a bullpen game. Right. You had your ace, you know, in Max Fried, who's been arguably the hottest pitcher the last month and a half in baseball, and everything just set itself up. Freddie hits a home run right away, and you're up 2-0. You're like, okay, you know, I joked last night. I said, I wonder if that Dodgers mariachi band knows how to play taps or not. You know, right. I mean, so it was one of those things that everything set up and then it just exploded. And I didn't see 11 runs coming. I didn't see 10 RBI out of, you know, Taylor and Pollock. I didn't see five homers out of those guys. That's baseball, man. I mean, that's that. And there's a reason why the Dodgers won 106 games. You know, this season.
Hey, here's Freddie, because we had talked about it, but here was another question about, you know, the fact you blew a 3-1 lead, and here's where you are now again.
That's going to be the narrative, it seems, because every day it's brought up the last couple of days, so I don't think we have a choice until we kill that narrative. We're up 3-2, and we're going home. It's a great position to be in.
And he's not wrong. No. I mean, it's – and I understand. Look, fans, we've been through so much, you know, in Atlanta – but still, the Braves are in a good position. It's just, again, now you got to – you made it harder for yourself in some ways, because say what you want about Scherzer and Walker Buehler, but their last names are still Scherzer and Walker Buehler. It's
right.
It's still two of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. Last night just felt like with our ace on the mound and with their bullpen game, and they've been using, you know, 1,000 pitchers over the last few games here, just felt like everything lined up to take care of business last night and be done with it.
Right, and we talked about, you know, the lineup, like, wow, look at the moves they're doing. And again, I know they crank the numbers and they look at every angle analytically, but it's like, you know, we talked last segment, Pujols did his job, and obviously, you know, a guy who's going to be a free agent and he's going to be making a fortune, Chris Taylor, you know, I mean, three home runs, almost had a fourth. And I just, it's funny because your wave of emotions in this series, you know what I mean, to win 11-2, you know, you're like, hey, man, you know, I mean, I'm sure to win 9-2, then to lose 11-2, it goes back and forth. Especially the way the game started with Freddie with a 2-run homer, to everything you just said about Max and then the dynamics, saying this is our night. And look, it'll be twice as sweet for the Dodgers, I guess, for some Braves fans to be able to do the chop and make them take that long, you know, plane flight home. I know the rest of the world outside of 285 in Georgia, they want the Dodgers and the Astros, don't they?
Yeah, because you get the rematch, right, from where the Dodgers felt like they got screwed in the World Series. But, hey, listen, screw them both. How about that?
Right.
Let's get to our top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
It's brought to you by New Realm Brewing. As the days get shorter and the nights get longer, it's time to reach for New Realm Brewing's new sampler 12-pack, featuring four deliciously refreshing beers that pair perfectly with the Georgia fall, including the classic, hazy like a Fox IPA and the award-winning Euphonia Pilsner. Track it down using the Beer Finder app or at NewRealmBrewing.com. And, of course, Mike, Braves do lose last night back here to Atlanta. Look, it does set itself up well. You only have to win one game, right? Let's get this thing done. I really don't want to get to a game seven. I don't even really want to get to, okay, well, the Braves have lost two in a row, and now that narrative becomes, well, here we go all over. I don't even really want to talk about it in those terms.
Right. And I know that, you know, we've been going round and round and round about all the different dynamics here at play. I just, you know, you wish, and let me ask you this. I know you talk about it a lot at night. Do you think that if you win or lose here, now obviously if it's lose, and I know that, do you feel there's a sense of obligation for Liberty Media that they've got to go out there and crack open the piggy bank to spend top 10 to let Alex have that that next pitcher or the other things we needed this year? Because look, as remarkable a job as Alex has done, and we give him all the credit in the world, to do it as a baller on a budget, to give away, let's be honest, nothing to get these guys, which would put us, you know, one game away from the World Series. But do you still feel that, you know, You look at the Dodgers, they just brought David Price in. Oh, yeah, by the way, they got David Price. You know what I mean? Do you feel that we need to win this arms race and we got to go into the offseason and regardless, win, lose, or draw, we've got to up our game?
Well, I do agree. Look, the reality is in baseball, you do have to spend some money to be able to get this thing done unless you're really willing to, you know, sign your free agents and – you know, you sign your own guys like Acuna and Ozzie and you hope
right. And there's no draw. Deals. It's win or lose, but you know what I mean. Right.
Right. I mean, so – would I love to see them go out and get a piece? Yeah, but I don't buy that they will. I think that they and let's be realistic. Outside of maybe another starting pitcher, you pretty much don't need much. I do think that they'll bring back one or two of those outfielders. Right. Obviously, Ronnie's coming back next year. There is a mutual option, if you will, on Adam Duvall. So basically, if the team and Duvall agree, he'll be back next year. So I've wondered about whether or not Duvall's going to go in the open market and try to see how much he can get.
Right.
But
I mean, if the average is higher, he's a legitimate Triple Crown winner.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Or candidate, I should say.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think that you don't need many pieces, right? I mean, no matter what happens with Ozuna or whatever else, I mean, you pretty much have your squad back. Dansby will be on a arbitration contract probably one more year, and then you got to figure out him. But, you know, obviously, here's why. You got to sign Freddie in the offseason. So that now becomes your – that's what they're going to sell you as is their big money deal is we brought Freddie Freeman back.
Right. But you know what I think – and I think you and I have talked about this, Carl, and I've talked about this a lot. When you're playing the Dodgers like we did last year, and now again, here we are, even when they go with a bullpen start, it just seems like they got a preponderance of guys who can throw 100 miles an hour.
Sure.
And we don't have that.
Well,
and I want that. You know what I mean? And not everybody has it, but there are a lot of teams in baseball that are trending that way and are getting that.
Yeah, and they've also got two guys in their order that have been MVPs of the league. You know, Bellinger and Betts have been MVPs of the league. Seager's is clutch of a player. Now, look, the Dodgers will probably look different next year. Seager's probably not back.
Right. Turner's gone. He was going to be gone last year.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, look, they have to turn over their roster and things as well.
Talking about Justin, not Trey, but, you know, the third baseman,
right,
Turner.
Right, right. So, I mean, they are in a situation where they're going to have to make some tough decisions as well. I don't think the Braves have to take much of a backseat. I think they take a little bit of a backseat in talent to the Dodgers, but I don't think enough that you feel like you have to go over the top. A couple years ago, I really wanted Mookie Betts in a trade. I really wanted him to be here in Atlanta in playing in the outfield. That obviously didn't happen. He goes to the Dodgers. They win the World Series. They're a different team when he's getting on and doing things. I just don't know that the Braves need that kind of player at this point. And to talk about starting pitching, look, how valuable are starting pitchers in today's game?
Well,
bullpen games and things like that nowadays.
It's true. I do know that you know it's still hard for me to get my head around it, but we had to do it. We actually got the win. The irony is, as you said, we were in the catbird seat. Anyway, top three here on Dukes and Bell. You brought this up earlier. There's more information now coming out from one of the members of the House of Representatives talking about the government now looking into the Washington football team's workplace culture and this entire email situation. We can call this email gate. Anyway, Representative Raja Krishnamurti of Illinois tells ESPN that because the NFL holds a special place in America's life, and we've talked about this, why are they getting involved in this, says the way that they handle issues of race and gender and the way they treat their employees really influences the way society handles those very issues. Look, the NFL is our passion. You can't disagree with that, right, John? And so this guy goes on to say that, yeah, it is the tip of the iceberg, and they think there's a lot more out there. And I think they want to get – look, they want to get some – let's be honest. They want to get the smoking gun with some executive or even an owner saying something about Colin Kaepernick, which I don't think they're going to get because the NFL is never going to allow that to happen. But you think this whole thing's a boondoggle.
Yeah, I look. The other part you didn't read about his statement was he said, "I didn't get a harumph out of that guy." So I mean, that's where you're at.
Right? Does he have GOV on his back?
Yes.
That's a Blazing Saddles reference, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
no, look, we get like there's a degree of grandstanding, but
of
I do think there's a lot of. But I'm a football fan. I'm still ticked off that they destroyed all the evidence from Spygate. I would love to, you know, and they did a little dog and pony show with Congress on that last time. I would love to see get down to the bottom of this. It just seems ironic that. And look, in no way, don't get it misconstrued, guys. Not defending what happened with John Gruden. It's you know, he hung himself. He put that stuff in black and white. Was dumb enough to do it. But it's amazing that a guy who's not even in the organization is the only man whose career is now ruined. And Daniel Snyder is still calling the shots, albeit with his wife running the team.
Yeah, and look, if...
And Bruce Allen, nobody liked and nobody cries for because he was an absolute clown and never should have been the job in the first place.
Yeah, Mike, the NFL has all the information. If they wanted to hammer Washington, they could hammer Washington. But they have decided to... I don't know, whatever, you know, fines or whatever this, that, and the other. Mm. Daniel Snyder bought out everybody else in the organization, you know, including Arthur Smith's
dad. All right, so is the NFL going to have to cough up another sacrificial lamb for this one?
No, I don't think so. I think the NFL is going to draw its line in the sand and say, we made our stance. We put our punishments out there. You know, if something comes out and a team wants to, you know, if another John Gruden comes out and a team wants to fire him or they want to separate – that's up to them. I think the NFL says we've done our due diligence, we did our investigation. Here's what our decision was, and we move on. The NFL's not in the business of backtracking on anything. That's just not how they operate.
Hey, man, 3A and 3B today. We talked about it a lot today. The Atlanta Hawks with a big-time defensive effort, shutting down Luka. The Mavs took a ton of shots, and none of them went in, and the Hawks get it done. And it was a great atmosphere for opening night. And the other story is, and I don't even know if this even registers now with some Falcon fans, is that Dante Fowler is now on the IR, or the IL, I should say, 3 weeks minimum, right, John? The knee issue, he did have two sacks. He was starting to look like he was starting to do some things in Dean Pease's defense, but now Dante Fowler, who did take a pay cut, is going to be MIA for three more weeks. Is that like a tree falling in the forest to you?
I mean, no, it's just, it's frustrating. I mean, if this defense, honestly, if this defense is going to get where we want to see them try to get to, he has to be a part of that. He has to be part of the solution. What's the old saying? You can't make the club in the tub, right? I mean,
right.
So it's just, it is very frustrating. So, all right, when we get back, it will be our most important story. We will talk to our guy, John Price, from sportsinformationtraders.com.
See if he can make told some money. Me not to bet Georgia last week, and that was a bad beat.
Yeah, I thought that Georgia would easily cover that 23, but
I'm going to eat some crow next year.
Well, listen, that's why I'm poor and everybody else has got money. Anyway, we'll be back. Dukes and Bell, Sports Rating After the Game, Odyssey.com.
The most important story of the day.
Back with you on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chuck Rehan for Carl Dukes today. And we'll get to our game winner coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. It is our most important story of the day. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline as we do on Fridays, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We talk to our guy from SportsInformationTraders.com, John Price, as he joins us. And John, it doesn't happen very often, rarely, let's put it that way, but you've got a game in college football this Saturday that you feel the line is completely off on. Am I right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this is our first time on this radio station. We've been on in North America for many, many years. And our listeners will tell you that this type of thing only happens once in a great while. Last year, we identified Wake Forest when they were playing Virginia. They were a 3-point underdog earlier in the week. We gave our clients Wake Forest plus 3. And Wake Forest on the money line on Wednesday and Thursday. By the time kickoff occurred on Saturday, Wake had flipped to being a 3-point favorite, and they went on to win by 17 points. So when I see a discrepancy in the line and I see a team that I believe should be favored and isn't, it gives us an opportunity to take advantage of what I call a Vegas mistake. It doesn't happen often. This is the week. This is the game. And I know we've gotten tremendous response from all of your listeners in Atlanta, calling in, writing in. Many people have come on board as clients. But I want to tell you something. I want you to listen to my words. If there is a college football game that you hear me talking about all year that you need to be on, this is the one. Go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com, or give us a call at 866-441-2711. Here's the deal. It's $199. You can purchase it on our website. You must be a new client. You must have a place to wager. And I'm telling you right now that if you place this one bet with us and you don't do another thing with us this year, this Saturday, tomorrow, is going to be your biggest return wager day that you've ever had, because we're going to give you this team with the points, and we're going to give you this team on the money line. And together, it's going to be the biggest return that you've had probably in many years. So go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. You'll see it, the Vegas mistake. The wrong team is favored. Our clients are on it already. You need to get on it tonight because the game is starting tomorrow. It's $199. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com.
John Price with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. And to further emphasize how good John is, what he does, John tried to talk me out of last week, John, betting the Georgia game and the 22 or the 21 points. And you, sir, Mr. Price, were absolutely correct, because I literally saw Kentucky call the timeout with a few seconds left, and everybody lost on that one. It was a collective moan at Sanford Stadium. So I should have listened, sir. I should have listened.
Well, listen, you know, those are always fun games to watch, and those double-digit point spreads are not generally worth wagering on. But the reality is that we're always looking for value, and we're not going to give out a play unless we expect it to win. And the plays that we give out week to week, we expect to win. But the play that's coming tomorrow, beyond expectations, this is the kind of game that is not only going to win, but it's going to be an outright win. And when you have a money line that's over plus 200 and you have a point spread play and you combine that, you're looking at a huge return on one play, and we're really excited about it. I call it the Vegas mistake because when we look at our lines early in the week and we measure them up to Vegas's lines, we generally don't see anything like this. Last year, again, it was Wake Forest. They should have been favored. They were underdogs. They won by 17. We capitalized on it. We are going to capitalize on this game tomorrow. You have an opportunity if you're a new listener. Well, you don't have to be a new listener. You have to be a new client. You're probably a routine listener of this great show. But if you're a new client and you have a place to wager, tomorrow is your game. It's $199. There's no qualifying. When you purchase the Vegas mistake, one of my analysts will reach out to you, find out how much you play normally on games, and let you know the exact team, line, and the amount to play on the points play and on the money line. Sit back and watch what happens tomorrow. The Vegas mistake is going to be cashing in for all of us at Sports Information Traders.
866-441-2711 is the phone number. SportsInformationTraders.com is the website to go get all of John's plays out there. Sign up today on that, 866-441-2711. All right, John, we got Falcons and Dolphins coming up on Sunday. Falcons back at it after a bye week. Falcons a two-point favorite against a struggling Miami team down in Miami this week.
Yeah, the line right now is floating around 2.5, and when it opened, Miami was a 2.5-point favorite. So the public money is coming in heavy and hard on the Atlanta Falcons, and part of that, I'm sure, is due to the dysfunction and rumors that are hovering over that franchise right now with Deshaun Watson and Tua, and coming off that discouraging loss to Jacksonville and that long flight from London. I mean, there's so much going on in Miami right now with the Dolphins. Falcons, like you said, coming off the bye week, and I really believe that this is a desperate must-win situation for them. They've got the Panthers, Saints, and Cowboys coming up on their schedule. And obviously when they beat the Jets, they threw it a lot. But if they want to compete with teams like the Panthers, Saints, and Cowboys, they cannot be one-dimensional. They need to get the ground game going. And I expect they'll do fairly well on the ground this week against the Dolphins. As we mentioned, the Dolphins, tough loss in London, lots of rumors floating around. But I'll tell you what, I think the Dolphins are going to show up and play exceptionally well this week. You know, this is not a game I'm going to wager on because there's too much uncertainty with both of these teams. They're not consistent. But I do think it's going to be a very close game in the end, whether the Falcons win it or not. I think 2.5 points is worth putting into my pocket. So I'm going to take the Dolphins plus 2.5 over the Atlanta Falcons as your play to watch. Your play to be on is happening tomorrow. I call it the Vegas mistake for a reason. You will hear me on this radio station the rest of this year. You will not hear that phrase come out of my mouth again. Tomorrow is the game. It's $199. If you're a new client, you've never been with us before, and you have a place to bet, I would tell you again, tomorrow is the bet for you to be on of this season. It is going to be talked about. It is going to be written about, and we're going to have the biggest return day in our company's history dating back to probably 3 years from tomorrow's play. So go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. Purchase the Vegas Mistake. It's $199. My analyst will call you, find out how much you normally play on games, and give you the team, the line, and the amounts to play on both the points play and the money line. And then you sit back and you watch what happens tomorrow. You can also call us, obviously, at 866-441-2711. Sports Information Traders. We're in the news for big reasons. We're in Forbes magazine for big reasons. The Vegas Mistake last year was one of them, and this year it's going to happen again. So buy it now at sportsinformationtraders.com.
All right, John, appreciate it, guys. You've got the number. You've got the website. Go win some loot. Thanks for the information, man. He's telling his guys, back off that Falcons, guys. He likes Miami. Thanks again, John. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate
good luck.
It, John. Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, and again, you and I, it's funny because last week I just told him the story, John. As I'm walking out, you know, I knew you could see what was coming. Kentucky was going down the field. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, no, no. And then the fact, look, I don't blame Mark Stoops for the Wildcats. I mean, you got an extra timeout. What the hell? You can't take it with you right back to Lexington, right? So he burns it, and then they're able to punch it in from the goal line. And literally, I mean, there was a guy, I told Carl the story. There was a guy, it was like, it's a different variety. You had like, you know, all the people that live here in Georgia and went to UGA. You had some real Southern accents, mildly Southern accents, and you heard like, oh, hell no. And sure enough, right in the shorts. But I'm still sticking with the Falcons. I think we're certainly less dysfunctional. We've turned a corner. They are dysfunctional.
I agree. Look, this is a game the Falcons need to win. And if you're going to talk about trying to turn some things around and get this, you know, good momentum going, yeah, that you should have won the Washington game. I don't want to go down to Miami and lose a game where we say, gosh, you know, that's another game we could have won. I mean,
right,
this is what you changed all your regime for. This is what you brought in a whole new coaching staff in, is to get games like this. Miami's in, you know, I don't know if they're in free fall mode just yet, but 1-5 is 1-5, you know, in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you got to find a way to get it done this week. Hopefully the bye, you get everybody healthy, ready to go. But got to find a way to get it done. I think the offense gets it cranked up. I think the offense gets back in the 30-point range, and I think the Falcons do take care of business on Sunday.
Hey, we had a lot of talk today, obviously, about the Braves, and where's your head at? You know, like, that's the phrase.
Where's your pride, Willie?
Where's your pride, Willie? How are you not seeing a blindside robber? By the way, that was on the other day. We're talking about Any Given Sunday. And by the way, I don't know, real quick, just before I talk about the Braves, do you have any ideas what you want to do for your game winner? I've got a charity event that I am hosting here on the south side of town in Fayetteville. So you will be in charge of the game winner.
I didn't know. Chris was telling me that you had this great idea coming out.
Well, I was going to say, in light of, and now I don't know. I don't want to steal your thunder, okay?
No, you're not stealing my thunder at all. You know, it's your show.
What is the worst sports movie? How about that? The worst sports
question.
Movie. Because, again, there's actually people who live in this world who think that crappy movie where Kevin Costner played a general manager is a good sports movie.
Oh, that Brown, that where he's the Browns,
yes,
guy? Oh, God. Jarvis and I.
Draft Day.
Jarvis and I argue about this all the time. That movie is, listen, I lived that whole thing. It's dreadful. That movie's dreadful. I was going to say, didn't they make Slapshot 2?
If they did, I never saw it. Obviously, Major League 1 was great, and then everything after that was horrible, because everyone loves Major League. It's like Caddyshack. Caddyshack 1 was great. Caddyshack 2, Rodney wanted more money. They got Jackie Mason, so it was obviously horrible, right?
Yes, 2002 is Slapshot 2, Breaking the Ice. How about that? Stephen Baldwin, Gary Busey, the Hanson brothers were in it.
Paul Newman was not within 200 miles of it.
No, he was off making dressings or something. So, I mean,
and again, Slapshot, I've got the jersey. I've got the Charlestown Chiefs jersey. That's one of my favorites of all time, man.
Yeah, Slapshot's
so
tremendous.
How about this? So, again, there's no wrong answers here unless John hangs up on you. The worst sports movie. That'll be tonight's game winner at 404-741-0929. Just real quick, a couple of guys hitting us up on Twitch on the text lines. Mark Wilson on Twitter says, we're talking about the Braves. Guys, I can't shake this feeling that we let him off the hook in game 3, but he brings up a good point. He goes, he still likes the fact that we're at Truist Park and we're not at a neutral stadium. Just need the bats in the bullpen for one game. Remember, some Dodger fans did sneak in there last year when they were in Arlington, but now we got it in our place. And there will be Dodger fans there too as well, but I like what he's saying there because the neutral site was a whole different energy.
No, I agree. Being back home and having that comfort level and just I do think that game 6 is the game for the Braves to win. I being at Truist Park in Game 7 with Walker Buehler on the mound, I don't like that scenario. I want to get this thing done in 6. I don't want to have to mess around with a Game 7. Let's get this thing behind us tomorrow night. And, look, we need Ian Anderson to step up. But I think more importantly is you got to try to pile on some runs against Scherzer again and try to run up his pitch count and see if you can get back in their bullpen.
Hey, man, I'm working tonight down in Fayetteville, Two Sparrows Village. It's a community basically for folks, adults with disabilities, and it's a really cool idea. We're trying to raise a lot of money tonight, so I'm going to be down there hosting that. We'll tell you about it next week. But John will take you home, and the comments, and let's see what we got, because this is one. Sometimes a guy will call in with a movie you and I think is Dreck, and he'll think it's the best. Well, we're looking for the Dreck, the worst sports movies of all time. How about the one with Kevin Costner when he's pitching the no-hitter?
Oh, yeah, what was that? That was like a love story.
For the love of the game.
Oh, God.
They worked so many angles in that thing. It was ridiculous. They had like every soap opera element could have been thrown in there. He's a pitcher who loves to do woodworking. Yeah. Let me saw half my hand off, right?
Yeah, and Satchel Paige was younger when he pitched than what Kevin Costner was in that movie. So anyway.
And you had Vin Scully and Psycho Steve Lyons calling a Yankees or a Tigers game. Anyway, the worst sports movie, 404-741-0929. Go Braves. Talk to you Monday. John takes you home.
You got it. Sports Radio after the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.com app.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
And today's question is worst sports movie. By the way, it is John Chuckery hanging out with you here as we head toward the top of the hour on Dukes and Bell. Get ready for the high school scoreboard show coming up here at 7 o'clock with Sam Crenshaw. So a lot of good stuff here as high school football rolling right along. But tonight's game winner, you heard Mike Bell mention it earlier in the previous segment, your worst sports movie of all time. Now, I said that Slapshot 2, which I never saw, but I've seen highlights of why you would make a second Slapshot, and especially like 25 years after the first one was done. And if you have Stephen Baldwin and Gary Busey in it, what does that tell you about what that movie is going to be? Mike was talking about Draft Day, which is awful. That's the Kevin Costner movie about, you know, the Browns and the GM. That is the most ridiculous, farcical, nonsensical, could-never-happen scenarios in the NFL. Like, they might as well just had, like, unicorns flying in into the Browns facility and all that. And then, you know, you've got... What's the owner who played the owner? He played Dracula and, Frank Langella. Frank Langella playing the owner and he's wearing his sunglasses inside of it. That should automatically get you a punch in the face by doing all of that anyway. So 404-741-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and it is our phone line as well if you want to be a part of it. Worst sports movie of all time. We had some texts coming in already. Somebody said Rocky V. Which, that's the Tommy Morrison, the late, great Tommy Morrison, right? That's the late, great Tommy Morrison in that. Which, they don't even have a fight inside the ring, right? They just go on the streets and fight. And you have the fake Don King character where he tells him, "Don't, if you punch me in the face, I'm going to sue." And then Rocky punched him in the stomach. That movie was pretty awful. And Rocky loses. How did Rocky lose all of his money? Like, how did he all of a sudden just lose all his money like that.
Bounce Back was so good, though, Chuck, with Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, it was. Movie. That's the crazy part is that the movies got so much better. But that Rocky V was that's one of those cash grabs. Those guys get into those kinds of movies and stuff. Every actor has one of those cash grab kinds of movies. Somebody else said Juana Man. Now, isn't Juana Man Rebound? I'm sorry, not just Juana Man, but Juana Man Rebound. Now, how you pulled that one off? Now, does Caddyshack 2 count? Does Caddyshack count as a sports movie? Chris, I'll ask you: is Caddyshack a sports movie?
No, I don't think it's a sports movie. I think the line is drawn at Happy Gilmore.
Why is Caddyshack not a sports movie? If the golf course is what the... Because, see, this is the whole reason that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Because the whole story is surrounded by Christmas. It is.
Oh, Chuck.
No, the whole movie is based around Christmas. If you take Christmas out, you don't have the plot of the movie.
Listen, here's the thing. The movie in and of itself is just a comedy. It has sports elements and a sports backdrop. It is not a sports movie. I know Bo wants to chime in here.
By that logic, are you telling me that Tin Cup is not a golf movie? Because it is.
Well, of course, Tin Cup is a golf
movie. It's a rom com essentially. So why is Caddyshack not a sports movie?
I think because the focus is the comedy, not the sports.
But the focus is what happens at every small-time country club or you know, golf
committee. The whole basis of the story is the fact that of what goes on at Bushwood Country Club. Like, that's the whole – I mean, it just happens to be a – let me ask you this. If they had made that into a serious movie, would it be let's say Bill Murray's a murderer or something and he kills everybody and they made it a horror film. Would that still be a sports movie?
Well, I think that feeds into exactly what I'm saying because you're changing the genre of movie
but it's the
sports element of it.
But if the backdrop is sports, again, it's like why Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It's because the whole story revolves around the Christmas holiday.
Okay, but Bad News Bears, for instance, is a sports movie.
Yeah.
But it's about a team coming together and a coach down on his luck finds his way with this group of kids. But that is a sports movie.
By the way, the third Bad News Bears, that movie was awful.
Is that the one in Tokyo?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. The second
one's
where they play in the Astrodome and the third one is when they go to Tokyo. That movie's awful. Also on the text line, Ed. Isn't that the guy from Friends? The pitcher and the monkey?
It's Matthew Perry.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's the guy from the one of the Friends guys or whatever. Yeah, I can't say as I've seen Ed, but I've heard of the.
Oh, that's the one with the monkey.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a pitcher and the monkey and everything like that.
By the way, we're supposed to take calls on this, but I'll give you mine. Mine's for Love of the Game with Kevin Costner, where he's pitching the perfect game and he's remembering, you know, on the mound his relationship with I can't remember what actress it was. That movie's awful.
It seems like just about any sequel, by the way, too, to a sports movie usually falls in.
Oh, the one we just brought up, Bad News Bears, the sequel
was
good.
And somebody said the Rollerball remake. Now, I remember that. That was, I'm trying to think of who that was that starred in it. Obviously, James Caan, the original Rollerball, but they did. Isn't LL Cool J in the Rollerball remake? I think LL Cool J, and I can't remember who the lead guy is.
Oh, yeah, Chris Klein.
Who's Chris Klein?
He was in American Pie.
Okay, yes. And LL Cool J's in it too, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we do have full phone lines, by the way.
All right, let's get to it. Get the caller. What do you got? Worst sports movie?
Hey, man. I got two. My first one is not the first one, but the sequel to Like Mike. It was Like Mike 2 Streetball. That movie was straight trash. It was shouldn't even promote it. It should have just left it with Bow Wow and just kept it on. And my next one, I'm sorry, but Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac, I just couldn't get into it.
That's good call. Yet I saw it. I think it's Bernie Mac and is it Angela Bassett, I think, is in that movie? Yes, that's not good. And I actually kinda liked the Tom Selleck one in Japan, actually. I kinda did like it. Mr. Baseball, that wasn't that bad. All right, caller, what do you got? Worst sports movie? You're on.
Hey, man. Okay. The Jackie Robinson story from 1952 was horrible, as opposed to 42, which is a far better film. But the original one, the Jackie Robinson story, horrible filming, horrible script.
He star in that? Didn't he star in his own?
He was in that. Yes.
Yes,
he was
that's
in
what
that,
I thought. Yeah, because I mean, they, the whole, yeah, they. I've seen clips of he stars in his own movie where they go through him obviously being at UCLA and everything like that. So good call. Yeah, but 42 was a really good movie.
That launched the career of Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, I was gonna say Black Panther. Caller, what do you got? Worst sports movie? You're on the air.
Hey, John. This is going to go against the grid a little bit here, but because this is like a movie that some people find in their top five of sports movies. But I'm sorry, Field of Dreams.
Oh, no.
I thought was the most pompous, overblown movie of all time. And I love sports, and you might rip me for this, but I just didn't get it.
I'll tell you this. The best thing that happened in Major League Baseball this year during the regular season was that Field of Dreams game. That was the best thing Major League Baseball did. I love me. And there are a lot of people that don't like Field of Dreams. And, you know, and it's because, again, you got, you know, what is it? The guy who plays Shoeless Joe Jackson. He plays right-handed, you know, right? Shoeless Joe hit left-handed and all that. Yeah, Ray Liotta. I mean, so they messed up some of the factual details. And there are a lot of people that don't like Field of Dreams, but... Well, I don't know, man. I love me.
I don't like Field of Dreams, but I like The Rookie.
Okay. Caller, you're in the air. Worst sports movie. What do you got? Caller, what do you got?
Super quiet generator from Honda and Howard Brothers. Quiet.
Wow, we got a commercial in there. Are they sponsoring? Is that a sponsor that we get? Record a sponsor? Caller, you're in the air. What do you got? Worst sports movie.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. I've got a few. I don't know how many, but any of the Air Bud movies and No Holds Barred with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you, No Holds Barred? Are you kidding me with Zeus? How dare you? What's that smell? Dookie. Dookie? How dare you? I mean, that's one of the first great wrestling movies of all time. All right, today's show is protected by Mimecast. Our message of the day is from Jerome in Atlanta. Hey, Braves fans, remain calm. We have two games to win one. Last year is not this year or any year before that. We need to remain focused on supporting Ian Anderson in our lineup. I agree. Listen, I think the Braves have an excellent shot coming up tomorrow night, so let's get behind the Braves. And let's wrap this thing up as well. All right, let's do it. It's time to clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
All right, as always, appreciate being here today. Thanks for having me in. Mike, of course, doing his charity work. The guys will be back together on Monday for you. Hey, quick program. You know, we've got the high school scoreboard show coming up. I will be on with College Football Game Time. Myself, Randy Mack, Chris Goforth in the morning. And then Hugh Douglas and I from 9 to 11 on Sunday morning for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show as we get you ready for Falcons and Dolphins. So busy weekend. Keep it locked right here on your home. We got Hawks. We got Falcons. It's your home of all Atlanta sports, right? All right, Chris, you want to clear your throat?
I sure do, John. I just want to say to all the sports fans out there in Atlanta, don't forget about the Falcons. I know they've had a bye week, and it seems like they've kind of hit the back burner a little bit with the Braves, one win away from the World Series, and the Hawks showing out like they did on their opening night. But listen, this team has a chance to go to 500, a great mark for Arthur Smith in his first year to kind of regroup and see what this team is. I think they have every chance in the world to beat Miami. Couple tough games ahead coming after with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers and the Saints. But if they can get to 500 this weekend, and I think they will, and they should, frankly, they are a better team right now than the Miami Dolphins. This is a great measuring stick for the Falcons, who are very much alive right now.
Yeah, I agree. You got to get a win this weekend, man. You got to beat the teams that you can beat in the NFL. Hey, we know about Woj bombs, right? And there ain't nothing wrong with getting your hustle on. There's a report out there that says Adrian Wojnarowski actually sends to agents and NBA team employees a personal campaign package to encourage them to leak news to him instead of other reporters out there, other NBA insiders. There's a PowerPoint presentation that includes social media and analytical comparisons between Woj Bomb's reach and the reach of other rival newsbreakers. Hey, man, I ain't mad at anybody trying to get their hustle on. If that's what it takes, and we know he's an insider, God bless, because whatever he's doing has been working. All right, we got to get out of here. If you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't,
you let John Chuckery make your NFL and college picks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.